time for the KSL In-Depth. The Clearfield girl gets a new grasp on life thanks to a 3D printer. Designers, painters, and other artists, they all banded together to give her a brand new hand. And KSL was the only news outlet to be there when she got it. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has this in-depth look.
12-year-old Andy Cotto was fighting back tears before she even saw her new prosthetic hand.
It's gonna be awesome.
But when she first laid eyes on it, she was awestruck.
Whoa, that is so cool. Awesome.
She was born without a complete right hand. Her fingers never formed above the bottom knuckles.
I've never really known what it's been like to actually have five fingers, and I'm just like overwhelmed and I'm getting emotional. And so, yeah, it's awesome.
And since she can get it custom made to look like whatever she wants, why not paint it to look like a dragon?
I don't really know. I'm fascinated by them, I guess.
Do you think kids are going to be fascinated by your
hand? Yeah.
The hand is shiny blue, her favorite color, with gold fingers and a custom paint job to look like dragon scales or feathers. She says her classmates have been asking, where's your hand? So she can't wait to show it off.
It feels quite amazing, actually.
Andy's quest for a new hand started last winter when she was in class at Starbase Academy at Hill Air Force Base. Her then teacher, Carrie Reed, says the class was learning about 3D printing.
Do you guys have a 3D printer? And I said, we sure do. And she said, do you think you could make me a hand? And I said, you know what? Our 3D printer is broken right now.
So Reed made a call to the White Clouds firm in Ogden, which specializes in 3D printing. They normally do models for medical training and trade shows, so this is the very first prosthetic they've ever made. But team leader Chris Fowers jumped into the project.
As soon as she told me, I'm like, we can do this.
He heard about these prosthetics from the nonprofit group Enabling the Future. They have the schematics for these hands online, and people can donate funds to pay for these mechanical devices for the kids who need them. In the meantime, Andy will be getting used to her new hand. Mom Cassie says having half a hand never slowed her down before, and she can't wait to see what Andy will be able to do with it now.
She just teaches me every day how to persevere, and she's just so talented and beautiful soul.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.